Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of the Scott McKenna Podcast. It is January the 1st, 2019, and I am fired up because, well, whenever a new year comes, there's just that awesome feeling, that refreshing feeling that like it's a new year, a fresh start. We're going to keep doing things like we've been doing things, but do things even better than we've ever done things. Just a whole lot of things going on in my mind right now. So I just wanted to kind of do a little bit of a podcast to talk a little bit about what to expect in 2018 from 2019. You know what to expect from 2018. It already happened. 2019, what type of stuff to expect? And just some big things, some exciting things that I'm happy about, that I'm pumped up about. And per usual, this has become kind of a therapeutic thing for me to just talk into a microphone for a while and then hear some feedback from you guys. So thanks for all the feedback that you've been giving me. It really helps me to know that you guys like this type of style. And I'm going to keep doing it because as long as you like it, then why not keep doing it? But anyway, let's talk first things first. 2019 is here. I'm really, really excited about it. I'm starting 2019 off right away with a whole fresh new approach in how I do things. You may have heard me talking for a while about the fact that one thing I wanted to look into doing is continue to hire people to be able to achieve kind of maximum growth. And really, instead of putting the profits of what I start to make just back into my pocket and keep giving myself raises, I want to keep investing into my company. And obviously, that comes with things like equipment and all those things. But more importantly, just really wanting to invest more into people and hiring people for my team that can continue to do great work and help me do great work. So hired a brand new full-time assistant that starts tomorrow, January 2nd. I'm super, super excited about this. It sounds crazy because to me, usually you think of people having assistants when they have, you know, hundreds of employees and millions of dollars in sales. But I'm kind of going backwards on this and thinking to myself right away that there are a bunch of things that I currently need some more help with in my business, like editing and shooting and just different organizational things. And then I realized a lot of those things I have skill sets for, but I'm taking so much of my time doing things that are just super not fun to me, like admin stuff and billing and invoicing and following up with certain things and leads and just like the everyday things that take a lot of my time. So I got thinking to myself, it would make more sense for me to just hire someone to take those things from me so that I can focus more on the creative side, the editing, the shooting, and all those pieces. And so a lot of people would kind of wait for a while to hire like an actual personal assistant for them. But I've kind of think like, I just feel like it's going to be, I think, huge for me. And I think getting that time back is going to be something that I can really, really maximize my efforts in other things. Obviously, I have so much passion for YouTube and this podcast, wedding film school, all those different things. But they always take, I mean, they take secondary because I have to run 4LC Studios just from a shooting and editing standpoint. Then I have to manage employees, and then I have to do all the back end things like billing and invoicing and expense reports and income reports and all those things. Those things take more than 50 to 60% of my time in a week. And then the other time in my week that I take, you know, if we're counting a 40-hour work week, those go into the actual shooting and editing side of things. And then there's meetings with clients, and there's meetings with new brides, and there's following up on other people. And there's so many things happening that I really don't get a chance to spend a lot of time doing anything other than 4LC Studios. And then the YouTube stuff is, you know, my side hustle per se. And I do that early in the morning or late at night. And it's just, I don't have enough time to do what I really want. So I'm thinking this is going to be a great option for me. I'm going to have a full-time assistant that can do kind of a combination of a lot of things. And I can't wait to just share more about how it's going to help my productivity. Obviously, the first month will probably be a lot of headaches with trying to actually train somebody because I'm an extremely, extremely organized person. And the problem with being a really organized person is that if you're hiring someone to continue to keep you organized, that means that person has to be really, really organized. So the person I chose is definitely an organized person. They definitely pay insane attention to detail, which is obviously a no-brainer that that had to be a minimum requirement. But I think that it'll just work really well. And it'll be interesting to see kind of how this this workflow works and how it'll help me with employees and just time and leads, and I don't know. I'm just super excited about it. But so that'll bring me kind of to four-ish employees. I say four employees. Obviously, Pablo is basically a full-time employee, and then this full-time assistant will be a full-time employee. And then I have two other part-time employees that are more of a kind of, I pay them on certain projects that I need to work for. But I'm just doing all I can to just maximize and continue to grow my team. We had about an 85% growth revenue. We had 85% growth in our revenue. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. Regardless, a lot of new business came in this year. Super, super thankful for that. And just it just really is encouraging me to just see that I feel like I'm doing things well from other standpoints other than just shooting and editing. So lots of referrals are coming in, lots of new business. So that's great. But I don't really want to just take that money and put more in my pocket and continue to just go crazy with trying to find time in the day to do things. I would rather get some time back and continue to build other things like 4LC Studios, and then also be able to build the podcast and the YouTube channel and Wedding Film School. Wedding Film School is something I still have so much passion for, but it is impossible to find time to actually create videos for another YouTube channel when I already have mine. So all those things are all that I'm going to really, really work hard on, but I'm excited about it. And yeah, that's kind of a pretty exciting thing to me. So when a new year hits, obviously all of us sit down and we write out goals and we write out different things and we take a look at what the previous year looked like and what do we want to do differently and all that kind of stuff. And it got me thinking. My wife asked me like what my goal was for this year, what my 2019 goals are in general for myself, for YouTube, for the business, all that kind of stuff. And an interesting thing kind of was brought to my reality that I don't really set many goals other than to continue to work as hard as I possibly can to make things succeed. And I talked about this a little bit in my YouTube channel on this video I just posted today about or actually, I guess the video will be posting tomorrow by the time you listen to this. Who knows? It's probably up already. Regardless, I think a lot of people set goals and they set big goals, and a lot of people don't achieve goals. But I don't think not achieving the goal is that big of a failure if they were to look at it from a different perspective. And I think it's actually how I look at a lot of things. So let me give you an example of what I mean. When I started my YouTube channel, I did not say to myself, I want to have 100,000 subscribers by this time, or 1 million subscribers by this time, or I want to do this amount of videos and this and whatever. My goal from day one was to create as many videos as possible and work the hardest I could to continue to do that. That's it. And then everything else, the success that came from it of viewers, subscribers, it came from just the hard work. And you see, if I set myself a goal and said to myself, I want to reach 100,000 subscribers by the end of 2018, and then I ended up with 32,000, which is what the channel ended up with at the end of this year, I would look at it as a failure of not hitting a goal, when really there are so many factors that go into what a channel would need to get to 100,000 subscribers. And it would be silly of me to look at my channel and say to myself, oh, that's not a good success because I'm 70,000 short of 100,000. No, I looked at it and I say, I'm super pumped that there are 32,000 subscribers, because my goal was not a number. My goal was to do as much as possible and work as hard as possible to create as much content as possible on the YouTube channel. And I did that every time that I possibly could, that I had time to do it, which ended up being over 150 videos in 1 year. I created videos. And that's way more than most people can say. And I'm super pumped about that. And I think it's important to remember that when you're setting goals, like having goals for yourself is great. You should absolutely set goals, because if you have nothing that you are kind of reaching for, then you probably won't work toward it. But it's also okay to not set goals if your ultimate goal is just work really, really, really hard. I think a lot of people set goals because they're thinking in their head, if I set a goal of having to lose 20 pounds, I'll have to work out, you know, X amount, and it'll really put this pressure on me to lose that weight. And that's all good. The problem is, if you just have the motivation, if you don't have a problem getting motivated, I don't have a problem working hard, right? Like, it's natural to me to work 100% at everything I do. So in my head, because that's not a problem to me, I don't need the motivation. I don't need anything to motivate me to work harder. I love working and I love working hard. So all the success that I see come from it just is from working hard and working hard and working hard. And so I think it's important to be self-aware of, like, does a goal help you when you set a goal, or does actually setting a goal hurt you, depending on how you're looking at it? And when my wife asked me about the YouTube channel, it was kind of this interesting reality that I never really realized, the fact that I don't really set number goals. I set kind of goals just of, I'm just going to start doing it. And I think that would actually help people a lot in a lot of things. You know, if you were looking to lose a ton of weight in 2019, you could tell yourself you want to lose 50 pounds, or you could just say to yourself, I'm going to start eating healthy and working out as much as I possibly can. And you'd also lose weight. So that was something I talked a little bit about on the channel. But if I had to actually, like, throw out goals of, like, how much money I want to make, like how much revenue I want 4LC Studios to have, or how many subscribers I want to have, I couldn't really tell you that number, because I look at it and I say there's endless possibilities. I could end 2019 with 10 million subscribers if some crazy thing happened, and I don't, you know what I mean? But I could also end it with 32,300, 100 more than I currently have. But if I'm enjoying the process, if I'm truly enjoying uploading videos, if I'm truly enjoying working hard at 4LC Studios, and I love what I do, well, like, that's the true success and the goal for me. The goal in my life was to love what I do, and I love what I do. So think about that kind of as you set some goals this year, and as you set some, you know, expectations of what you're hoping to achieve. Is that truly, like, what would success truly be in the goal that you're asking? So if you're brand new starting a business, your goal should be obviously to work as hard as possible to grow, but don't necessarily put numbers in front of it. Just look at it. And if you're growing and you're continuing to do it and enjoying it, like, that's great. I think some people have the word, like, the idea of success just really all over the place. They think to themselves, success, you know, is a number. If you make more than $1 million, you're successful. Or if you have 1 million YouTube subscribers, you're successful. But that's not necessarily successful, because I guarantee the person that has 1 million subscribers wants 2 million, 10 million, 20 million. And I think it's important to realize, to me, the biggest thing is, to me, success is simply enjoying what you do and doing what you love every single day. So that's kind of why I look at the idea of, as I'm growing my business here and I'm putting more money out of, taking more money out of my pocket to put it into more employees, I could easily say, sure, I could make way more money if I just tried to go crazy and do it all myself. But I enjoy the work more when I can have a little bit of time to focus my efforts on different things, like YouTube and different pieces that don't make me as much money. But the only way that's possible is to put people in position to actually, like, do the things that still need to be done. And so I'm happier making less money and having different people in place and having conversations with people and being able to have a team being built. I'm way happier than if I simply tried to just do it all myself just so I could have a little extra dollars to say I'm a little bit more successful. Does that make sense? I hope that that kind of resonates with some people, because I think sometimes we have things backwards. Like, what is success? I mean, I'm extremely successful according to what I say success is. I'm happy. I think life is awesome. I'm paying all my bills. I'm enjoying what I do every day. I'm getting the chance to spend as much time as I want with my family because I write my schedule. Life is good. I'm very successful right now. And there could also be one of you listening to this that makes $30,000 a year and might work paycheck to paycheck, but you also love life and you love what you get to do. Then you are successful as well. Don't let anyone tell you what success is. Success, to me, is happiness. So I just wanted to hop on here, talk a few minutes. I just think that that's super important. And since not everyone watches every YouTube video, which I hope you do if you listen to this podcast, but man, I just want you to be happy. I want you to set goals in 2019 that you can actually achieve, but think about why you're setting them. And then think about the fact that if it doesn't hit the goal that you're looking for, it might not be as big of a failure as you think. Setting huge goals is great, but setting huge goals are hard to achieve. And don't forget that you don't have to necessarily hit the goal to still have a great year, a great success, and to just enjoy life. Let's enjoy life more in 2019. If I can help you do that in any way, let me know. Thanks so much for listening. Happy New Year. Let's crush it this year.